Here is where our spare parts are stored. You can see we've got quite a collection. That's where our foreman sits, in the office right there. He seems to be out at the moment, so we can take it easy for a bit. Mind you, right now we've got a good foreman, but that wasn't always the case. I'm a union man myself. I stumbled over some old minutes from meetings from way back. Very interesting reading, I can tell you. It seems an engine man was sacked by a foreman back in the 20s because he hadn't started his machine on time. No nonsense then. The shop union claimed that it wasn't fair and demanded that the foreman apologise. The members went right to the top with the problem, and in the end, the machinist was asked to come back to work. The foreman got himself a real talking to, and he actually apologised in the end. Our local union section here in Notelia is Metalworkers 82. It was formed right here in Pythagoras, way back in 1899, just a few months after work was started here. The total number of members was 19 at that time, and the union fees were set to 25 euro a month. The first labour union battle here was fought just a year later, in 1900. The management tried to lower piecework wages, but the union fought against the decision, and won! Then there was a strike in 1902 that lasted a whole month. No wonder, what with management bent on lowering wages and increasing working hours. Yep, there have been quite a few strikes here, and even some lockouts. Many discussions about wages and days off and holidays. Mind you, nowadays everybody has the right to 2 weeks paid holiday. We've had that for 7 years now, since 1938. But back in those days you were lucky if you got a few days around midsummer. I found out that in 1917, married workers got a week's paid holidays, but single men, they got their wages cut in half during their time off. The chill in the factory is another question that often comes up. You know, it gets so cold at night that you have to warm up the machines with a blowtorch in the mornings. Winters have always been darn chilly here in the factory. To keep warm, I wear 2 sweaters, trousers, an overall, a knitted cap and boots when I work. The heating system in here doesn't help much either. See those fans hanging from the ceiling? They're supposed to be blowing warm air that comes through ducts from a furnace. The only problem is, the heat mostly rises up to the ceiling. This makes for condensation, which freezes to ice, and then some poor devil always has to climb up and tap the ice. Oh look, the foreman's back. Come on, let's move on.